This is Audible.
Listening Library presents Star Wars, A New Hope. The Princess, the Scoundrel, and the Farm Boy. An original retelling of Star Wars, A New Hope. By Alexandra Bracken. Read for you by Mark Thompson and Rebecca Solaire. Introduction.
This story begins, as so many do, a long, long time ago, in a place far beyond the glittering stars you see in your night sky. In the time of the Old Republic, hundreds of star systems lived together in peace and prosperity, protected by an ancient order of warriors, the Jedi. But a tide of darkness swept through the galaxy, as unstoppable as it was terrifying, wiping out even the most powerful fighters. Now, an evil empire rules the stars, slowly extinguishing the last traces of light and hope in its crushing grip. Despite the odds, a spark of rebellion lives on. Having won their first victory against the Empire, the rebels turn their attention to reports of a weapon powerful enough to destroy planets and obliterate any last hope for freedom. But as you well know, heroes emerge from the most unlikely places at the most unexpected times. This is a story of destiny, of being in the wrong place at the right time, of courage, and yes, of a force more powerful than imagination. But it is also the story of a princess, a scoundrel, and a farm boy. No, there's so much more to them than that. Perhaps they will surprise you. Perhaps they will surprise themselves. Perhaps they are the heroes the galaxy has needed all along.
The Princess. Chapter 1. Leia wasn't the girl they thought she was. That girl might have seen this plan through successfully. The crew of the Tantive IV thought Senator Leia Organa would be able to get them untangled from the net she'd flown them straight into. But her plan had gone wrong. So, so wrong. There wasn't any way out, any way to save them. She had let them down, and now there was only one hope for completing her mission. Leia had never been inside the access corridors on the ship. They were meant for droids and technicians to get around without being trampled underfoot by the crew. Her heart thundered in time with her boots as she ran, and she was sure she'd never find the labor pool. The dull metal corridors and paths were lit by only a few crimson lights, and parts of it were so tight she barely managed to squeeze through without ripping her dress. Blast it. Of every color under every sun, why had she chosen to wear white? She stood out in the darkness like a reactor core. An easy target. Was it really that much colder in there? Or was her mind playing tricks again? A deafening blast roared through the silence, rattling the ship down to its metal bones. Leia gasped as she was thrown against a wall of circuits and pipes. The screams of blaster rifles and heavy marching steps thundered in her ears, muffling the screams and shouts of the men and women trying to hold off the invasion. They'd been boarded. And it sounded like the fight was raging right over her head. Leia ran harder, until her lungs burned. "This is my fault," she thought, tears stinging her eyes. "I told Father this was my mission. I just wanted him to be proud of me." She had only wanted to help the rebellion. Why did the crew have to lose their lives to save others? Her father hadn't wanted her to accept the mission. She had seen it on his face as he told her,
"I don't doubt your capabilities, not even for a moment. taking on all these responsibilities, they've shaped you into a glittering star. You are remarkable. But this is too dangerous, Leia.
Leia had fought to control her temper. A star? In other words, something beautiful. Something to be admired from a distance. The simpering princess her aunts had tried to force her to become her whole life. Someone who would ignore the calls of a rebellion desperate for help in stealing information. She loved them with her whole heart, even when she felt like flipping the table over during her aunt's ruthless etiquette lessons and running away to join a galactic circus just so she wouldn't have to hear another lesson about the differences between a soup spoon and a dessert spoon. One day, yes, she would be Queen of Alderaan, like her mother before her. But that day was far off, and there was more to being a fair ruler than learning the correct way to wave to her people. Her aunts had fought both Leia and her father on her joining the Galactic Senate. They would rather have seen her in her chambers twirling her hair and daydreaming about which sniveling prince to marry than in a Senate box trying to bring about real change and reform. The press was even worse, claiming she was a princess playing dress-up and not a real diplomat and politician. They saw the image her aunts had crafted for her, not the person her father had trained her to become. No matter how many times she traveled the length of the galaxy to bring attention and aid to the suffering, still the media refused to look past her label of princess. One time, she'd been holding an orphaned baby Wookiee, walking through a village the Imperial forces had burned to embers and ash, and the first question she'd taken from the reporters from the Central Systems was, "Who designed the outfit you're wearing?" Not, "Why are we here?" Not, "What can the galaxy do to help?" The only thing Leia had successfully managed to do in her time in the Senate was irritate the Emperor like a sunburn that refused to fade. She'd gone into the chamber ready to fight anyone who stood in her way, and what she'd seen there had surprised her more than knocking heads with an opponent would have. No one seemed to care. Or at least, no one wanted to test the Emperor's patience. She didn't understand how anyone could sit still in the Senate, knowing about the crimes being committed in the Outer Rim. Imperial interrogation camps. The execution of supposed traitors in cold blood. Whole cities destroyed in what Darth Vader called purifications. Apparently, planets needed to be purified of any ideas resembling democracy. Or hope. It made her sick. She could still smell the charred remains of buildings and lives. See the newly orphaned children lined up to be, what? Sold as labor to the highest bidder? Sent to the spice mines of Kessel? Every time Leia had tried to demand answers in the Senate chamber, she'd been reprimanded, silenced. She wanted to shout, shake them, force her colleagues to see what she saw. But they refused. Some told her to go back home, to enjoy palace life. Leia realized it didn't matter what she said or how loudly she shouted. No one was listening. So when Leia first learned of the rebellion, she had all but jumped at the chance to be part of it, to be recognized for what she could do, not who she was, to actually help the galaxy. This was her chance to prove herself. And she thought her father would understand that, if nothing else. Stealing top-secret plans from the Empire was a risk, but being dismissed as a twinkling ball of gas had only made her more determined. The mission should have been simple. All they needed to do was intercept a transmission about a new battle station the Empire was rumored to be building. But the system had been swarming with Imperials. They'd caught on to Leia's bogus tale about her ships breaking down, but the cover had helped her stall long enough to download the technical plans for something codenamed Death Star. Despite the Rebels' efforts to lose the Imperials in the jump to hyperspace, the hulking Star Destroyer had caught up to them. And Leia knew, the moment the ship identified itself as the Devastator, there would be no escape. It was Darth Vader's ship. She ran harder, ducking through shadows and bursts of warm steam. Her hand tightened around the data card as she made a sharp turn. Then, something silver caught her eye. A droid! An astromech droid, even! Thank the stars, her plan actually had a chance of working! The droid looked like an R2 unit. Its squat, cylindrical body was topped with a dome-shaped head and panels of rich blue. A single indicator glowed red, then blue, as the droid rolled by. Droid! Leia called, tucking herself into a dark alcove. Droid, come here! The head swiveled toward her, letting out a friendly, questioning chirp. The droid rolled toward her on three legs, and Leia knelt down so she was level with it.
As much as she hated to admit it, and she hated it a lot.
Leia was grateful her aunts had spent years drilling her on public speaking so that, as princess and someday queen, she could give speeches without embarrassing herself. She had to get the message right on the first try. There simply wasn't time to redo it. Leia closed her eyes a moment, steadying herself with deep breaths the way her aunts had shown her. When she spoke, she was proud of how clear and careful the words were. R2 unit, I need to record the following holographic message. Do you have that programming, R2? The droid beeped in reply. Good enough. Leia stood upright and stepped back. Message begins now. She cleared her throat, taking the regal tone her aunts loved, the one she'd sharpened like a knife in the Senate. General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggles against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Admitting she failed made the words taste bitter in her mouth. Though she and the crew of the Tantive IV had downloaded the information and made the jump to Tatooine, she wouldn't be able to complete the second part of the mission. Her father had requested that she seek out an old friend, one General Kenobi, because, in his own words, a war demanded warriors to fight. A legendary Jedi Knight, Kenobi had gone into secret exile on the remote desert planet to avoid the deadly purge that had wiped out his order. Leia pressed on. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory system of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely to Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Leia paused, wishing she felt more relieved than she did at having completed the message. But it was only the first step of one last desperate mission, and she hated placing such valuable intelligence in the hands of a droid that didn't even possess hands. End of message. Now, here comes the truly difficult part. R2, I need you to deliver that message, along with the information I'm about to upload, to a man named Obi-Wan Kenobi. He resides on the planet beneath us, away from civilization. You'll need to search for him, and him alone. The droid rocked side to side on its back two legs, beeping in acknowledgement.
R2? R2-D2, where are you?
Leia spun, looking for the source of the voice. She squinted, just barely making out the gold humanoid form of a protocol droid.
R2!
It was only then that Leia realized how quiet it had become. The firing and shouting had stopped, and some terrible part of her suspected it was because there was no one left from the Tantive IV to keep fighting. The crew's battle was over. Hers was only beginning. Leia's hands flew over the droid, inserting the data card. Now, you'll need a way off this ship. There should be at least one escape pod left for you to use. Do you follow? The R2 unit whistled another affirmative. Leia placed her hand on its smooth, round head and closed her eyes. Please let this work. Good luck. Safe travels. The image of the planet below them floated to the front of her mind. Tatooine's endless sand dunes gave it a beautiful warm glow, like an eternal sunrise. She could see it now as the droid rolled away, how he would struggle to navigate with the sand in his gears. But he could do it. She squeezed her hands into fists at her sides, pushing down the fear. Leia had faith.
R2-D2, at last!
The protocol droid cried.
I've been looking all over for you.
Leia drew her hood up over her head, carefully sliding her blaster out of its hidden holster. There was a way out for her. There had to be. Leia, like her father, refused to accept impossible odds. She just needed time to think. A safe place to hide. As the sounds and voices of the droids disappeared, new ones echoed over to her. Precise, sharp steps. The clicking of armor. Low voices. Stormtroopers. Leia pressed back farther into the shadows, squeezing her gun to keep her hand from shaking. She was all the droid had now. There was still time to create enough of a distraction for it to reach an escape pod and blast down to the planet's surface. But, stars, she couldn't get her heart to slow down. Her breathing sounded loud to her own ears. It wouldn't be her first time in a firefight. It wouldn't even be her first firefight that month. But there was so much at stake. She couldn't let all the lives lost that day be for nothing. She was afraid that the mission would be a failure, that the Devastator would blast the droid's escape pod into a trillion pieces, that she'd never return to Alderaan, that the rebellion would be demolished, that she'd never see her father or mother again. But fear was a useless emotion. She needed to fight, and the only way she knew how to burn through her fear was to summon her anger. All she had to do was think of the Emperor's sickly eyes, his cackling laugh that crept all over her skin like freezing fingers. Leia had met the evil old toad for the first time just after she'd been elected as Alderaan's senator. Her father was to present her to the Emperor on Coruscant with all the newly elected officials. While her aunts had spent the days leading up to the trip debating her hairstyle and which dress she should wear, Leia had spent that time listing out her grievances, the things she'd be fighting to change. She wanted to tell the Emperor to his face. She was the youngest senator ever elected to the Imperial Senate, and she was going to make an impression, fire off a warning shot at the start of what was going to be a long war for the good of the galaxy. It didn't matter to her if she made some enemies in the process. But as she had walked up to the Black Throne, the old man had lifted his head, revealing the deathly pale, wrinkled skin of his face. His eyes had seemed to glow, piercing right through her. The words lodged in her throat, and a cold sweat broke out on her neck. Leia barely heard her father say her name, barely felt the hand he placed on her back to guide her forward. Her aunts had drilled manners and protocol into her so deeply, she caught herself automatically dropping into a curtsy. A curtsy! Before she could stop herself.
It will be nice.
The Emperor croaked, a smirk twisting his bloodless lips.
To have such a pretty face in the Senate.
And that had been it. He had spoken to her like she was as much a piece of decoration as the chamber's statues. Leia hadn't been able to summon a single word to protest it. Just thinking about it made bile rise in her throat. There. That was better.
A steady, warm flush of anger flooded her system. Her focus sharpened, homing in on the stormtroopers stepping into the corridor through a nearby hatch.
"Search every passageway and compartment,"
the leader ordered.
"You two, check behind those power conduits."
Of all the rotten luck, the pipe behind her released a hiss of steam and rattled loudly, making one of the stormtroopers turn back around.
"Wait, I thought I saw something."
"Blasted white dress," Leia thought, aiming her gun.
"There she is. Set your weapons to stun."
Leia wasn't about to set her blaster to stun. She fired, hitting the stormtrooper out in front. He let out a sharp cry as he crashed to the ground.
"Watch it, she's armed. Fire!"
The firing would draw even more attention. She'd have to run, find better cover to hold them off just a little longer. But the moment Leia turned her back, it felt like she'd been tackled from behind by a Star Destroyer. The hit from the stun bolt took all the feeling from her legs, sending her slamming forward against the rough grating under her feet. A thousand sparks of light burst in Leia's eyes, momentarily blinding her. "Move," she ordered herself, even as helplessness rolled through her. "You're not done yet."
"She'll be all right,"
she heard the first stormtrooper say.
"Inform Lord Vader we have a prisoner."
Chapter 2. Sensation flooded back into Leia's numb arms and legs as she was hauled onto her feet. It felt like she'd been filled with sand. Her first few steps were stumbles, as the whole galaxy seemed to wobble around her. The stormtroopers surrounded her, snapping binders over her wrists. They thought they could take her prisoner? Her? Leia knew she hadn't held much weight with the other senators, but she was well aware that the public cared about her. Any whisper of mistreatment would set the Holonet on fire. Was that a risk the Emperor was willing to take? She sincerely hoped not. "How dare you?" she seethed, her lips still numb from the crackling electricity of the stun bolt. Even though it felt like her head was underwater, Leia twisted around, throwing her elbow back and kicking at the nearest stormtrooper's knee. In retaliation, the soldiers jostled her from all sides, shoving her forward when she refused to move. Leia knew she was caught, but she wasn't going to be a willing captive. The main corridor of the ship was almost blindingly bright after the dark interior passageways. Smoke from the battle choked the air. Every time Leia drew in a breath, her lungs burned with the sharp ozone stench left behind by blaster bolts. And everywhere there were bodies. They'd been left where they'd fallen, their wounds and lifeless expressions turning Leia's stomach violently. She didn't want to see that. Those were her people, and she'd marched them to their deaths. There was no way to fix that. No way to make it better. Leia forced herself to look, to remember. She'd need to tell their families. She'd need to... "My fault," she thought. "My fault." Leia the senator, even Leia the princess, could justify their deaths as unnecessary sacrifice. But Leia the human was having a hard time swallowing a scream. Darth Vader stood at the end of the hallway, his towering height and wide shoulders almost blocking the hole the Imperials had blown through the doors to get into the Tantive IV. Stormtroopers swarmed around him, their armor clicking like the exoskeletons of insects. As the Emperor's right hand, Darth Vader stood out in sharp contrast. His armor, flowing cape and helmet, were as black as the scorch marks on the walls. And at his feet was the crumpled form of Captain Antilles. Leia could hear the loud wheeze of Vader's breathing as the stormtroopers dragged her forward, but couldn't detect any sign that the captain was alive. Even him? Leia had been sure, or at least had hoped,
They'd keep the captain alive for questioning. She'd banked on having his silent, steady support. Her chest seized with the shock of it. The pain. Her thoughts blanked out, overrun by anguish and fury. Captain Antilles had been an extraordinary leader. He'd broken through countless Imperial blockades to get supplies to the rebellion. And the crew had been so young, too. So much life wasted in a matter of minutes. She couldn't stand it. "The war will go on without me," Captain Antilles had said. "It won't without you." But in that moment, it all seemed impossible. "I'm sorry," she thought. "I'm so sorry." Civilian Leia was at a loss, but she felt some part of her click into place as she faced Darth Vader. Senator Leia Organa had dealt with him before. She could face him again. She could use the ice that flooded her veins to steel herself in his presence. Leia straightened up, threw her shoulders back, hid her fear. But it was never easy to come face to face with a living nightmare, especially when it towered over her. When its hot, moist breath fanned across her face as it leaned toward her. "Darth Vader, I should have known." Leia poured every ounce of the hate she felt into her voice. "Only you could be so bold. The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a diplomatic..."
"Don't play games with me, Your Highness. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. You passed directly through a restricted system."
Not for the first time, Leia thought he must have intentionally programmed his voice to be deep and rumbling, like a thunderstorm. No normal man could sound half as terrifying.
"Several transmissions were beamed to this ship by rebel spies. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you."
Leia tried to ignore the way her heart was galloping in her chest. The little droid would have to be away by now, shooting down to the planet, out of Vader's reach. She had outmaneuvered him, maybe for the first time ever, and knowing that made it easier to keep her cool. "I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission."
"You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor,"
he roared, swinging around to a nearby stormtrooper.
"Take her away."
At his command, the stormtroopers pushed her toward the hole they'd blown through the door of the Tantive IV. Leia strained her ears, trying to catch what an Imperial officer was reporting to Vader. She caught only a few words. "We must be careful. The people adore her. Rebels. Princess. Plans." Blast it. Vader knew exactly what information they'd downloaded. The rebellion and all its members, including her father, were in more danger than ever. And it tore at her heart to know that it was her fault for letting the ship, the crew, and herself fall into the Empire's net. As Leia left her battered ship for what she knew would be the last time, she could only hope she'd given that little droid enough of a chance to save them all.
Chapter 3. One of the many dangers of being born royal, aside from death by boredom during her aunt's lessons, was the constant threat of abduction. As her mother was the queen of Alderaan, and her father the queen's consort, to say they were wealthy and powerful was a vast understatement. When the seediest cretins came crawling out of the darkest corners of the galaxy looking for victims, Leia was a natural target for their greed. So, despite feeling there was something terribly unladylike about throwing large, sweaty men around on wrestling mats, her aunts agreed with her parents that self-defense needed to become part of her relentless princess training once she turned 16. Leia had loved the rush that feeling physically strong had given her. It was the same buzzing sensation she felt every time she did something useful for the rebellion. Plus, the self-defense lessons had their unexpected uses. For instance, being able to punch a dummy made it easier to turn around later in the afternoon and learn 10 different ways to curtsy without kicking her aunts in the shins. And a single piece of advice from her instructor had saved her life 100 times over. Pay attention. Leia kept her mind clear and focused on the moment, her eyes open and scanning the Star Destroyer and every Imperial soldier around her. They had brought the Tantive IV into a hangar bay that was mostly deserted. Of course. Leia was still a member of the Senate, and Vader would do everything in his vast power to hush up this incident. Including, if she had to guess, destroying her ship and blaming her unfortunate death on some kind of mechanical malfunction. Her stomach clenched, twisted into knots. No, they hadn't killed her on the spot, but Leia was certain it had nothing to do with her being a senator or a princess, and everything to do with the answers Vader thought he could get out of her. What would happen after he realized she'd give him nothing about the rebellion? Leia would willingly jump out of an airlock into the freezing vacuum of space before she would betray her father and the people she'd come to think of as comrades. She had to get out. Get the truth out. If she could just get down to Tatooine and find the droid and General Kenobi, she could still salvage the mission. And, if nothing else, she could tell her father she was still alive. Leia burned with the need to prove she hadn't failed him or the rebellion completely. She would never let herself wallow in the helplessness the Senate had tried to drown her in. There was still too much to do. The Star Destroyer's interior was exactly like the regime it served, cold and ruthlessly efficient. It was all sleek lines, everything in pure white or black. There was no gray in the Emperor's world. There was us, and there was them. There was his way, or no way at all. Leia was hustled into a narrow silver tube of an elevator that shot her and her escorts up to a walkway at breakneck speed. She leaned around the broad shoulders and shining armor of the stormtroopers, trying to dodge their grips to see what was below. A series of hangars, as it turned out. Each wide, echoing chamber featured impossibly tall ceilings and enormous metal doors to draw ships inside. You could fit the entire population of some planets in here, Leia thought, shocked at their size. She saw sparks spraying up as engineers worked to repair ships, droids hauling in heavy pieces of machinery no man could have ever lifted, and assembled lines of troops drilling in formations. Compared with the others, the hangar they'd towed the Tantive IV into was smaller, but already swarming with stormtroopers and Imperial officers. It was the third hangar they passed that caught and held Leia's attention. There were two shuttles docked below, with only a single crew moving carts of supplies toward them. Someone's prepping for a trip, she thought. Her mind worked at light speed, and she saw her escape plan unfold as clearly as if the Emperor himself had rolled out a carpet for her. Yes! A small thrill of victory raced through her. She could work with that. Her spirits lightened for the first time in hours, and she felt the crushing pressure lift off her chest. The shuttles would be fueled. And the shuttles were outfitted with weapons. She could blast her way out, and by the time they realized what was happening, she'd be through Tatooine's atmosphere. Take that! She wanted to shout to the other senators. She was about to prove exactly what she was capable of when given the opportunity to try. Her membership in the rebellion still felt new, too fresh. She'd needed the mission to show them her dedication and how far she'd go for them if only they'd give her the support to get there. This, the story of her escape under Vader's nose, would solidify her bond with them that much more. No one, not the media, not her aunts, not even her father, would be able to deny that she was a fighter and deserved to have her voice heard. If I don't get shot out of the sky first, she thought. No, she could do it. She'd had years of flight training, and, well, there were all those dunes to hide in. Let's see how Vader liked getting gritty sand in sensitive places in his armor. She found her chance as two of her escorts broke away, heading into a nearby command room, if she had to guess, to begin processing her into the detention block. Leia allowed the others to push her into yet another elevator. The doors had barely shut when she swung her bound hands toward the control panel with a thwack, causing the car to jerk to a stop. The stormtroopers next to her were thrown off balance, giving her the chance to swipe one of their blasters and fire.
Stop!
Too late for that, laser brain, Leia thought, glancing down at their stunned forms. Neither of them had the key to her binders. She reached up to pull one of the dozens of pins out of her hair and went to work jamming the electronic lock. Like the binders mattered. She could fly herself out there, blind, deaf, and with both arms and legs bound behind her back. The second the elevator door hissed open, Leia slipped out and scanned the empty hall. She turned back and fired a shot at the elevator's control panel. The doors shrieked in protest, jamming over and over on one of the stormtroopers' feet. Leia blew a stray piece of hair out of her eyes in a huff of annoyance as she kicked the foot back into the car. The elevator door slammed shut. Leia kept to the edge of the corridor, hanging back a few steps from the hangar's entrance. The air on the ship was dry and freezing cold, but Leia felt damp with sweat. Pulse fluttering, she watched the engineers step through the hangar door together, speaking quietly. They turned, heading away from her. Leia was still clutching the stolen blaster as she slipped inside and made a run for the shuttle. The boarding ramp was down. Her mind sorted through the dangers quickly, like she was flicking through a stack of Sabacc cards. If no one was on board, she could just go. If someone was on board, she'd need to stun him, but she could use him as a hostage. Stars, her aunts would have expired on the spot hearing that unprincess-like thought. Two or three people inside would pose somewhat more of a challenge. The thought slid to a halt at the same moment her feet did. Standing at the top of the shuttle's boarding ramp, hands on his hips, as solid and large as any of Alderaan's mountains, was Darth Vader. Chapter 4. For a moment, Leia's breath caught in her throat.
An admirable show of spirit,
Vader's voice boomed. There was a hint of amusement in it that somehow made her anger flame hotter than her irritation at having been caught. Leia set her jaw to keep from grinding her teeth. He was mocking her.
But the innocent have no reason to flee.
Blast it, she thought. She should have known he'd only use her escape attempt as more proof against her. Time to pull out the one weapon she had and hope she aimed true. I am a member of the Imperial Senate. I have rights, including the right not to be illegally detained.
You wear that title like armor, thinking it will protect you. No more, Your Highness. You have no rights and no protection now. The Imperial Senate is being dealt with as we speak.
He stalked down the ramp, his heavy footsteps thundering in her ears. For a moment, Leia didn't understand. Dealt with? Did that mean...
Yes,
Vader said, circling around her. The blaster flew out of her hands, sailing through the air to land in his. She whirled around, stunned. The now familiar cold prickle she associated with him was back, drawing freezing fingers up and down her neck. When Leia is young, and fairly shameless about eavesdropping on her parents' conversations, She'd overheard her father speaking about how Vader instilled fear in everyone around him. How he could control not only people, but objects. Her father called it the Force. What she knew of this mystic energy and its power, she knew from hearing stories of the Jedi, the knights who defended the Old Republic. But unless she'd misunderstood her father's tales, the Jedi had been good, kind, dedicated to peace. How could someone as twisted and heartless as Vader have mastered their power? Leia was so caught up in her thoughts, she nearly missed the verbal blow he delivered next.
The Emperor has disbanded the Senate. You are no longer a senator. What defense will you use now, I wonder?
The hollow feeling at the center of Leia's chest billowed out, shriveling up even the unkind comparison she was about to make between Vader and a protocol droid missing crucial parts of its verbo brain. You are no longer a senator. Leia hadn't served long on the Senate, but she'd spent years fighting to be trained for the role. She'd let herself shape her future around that dream, the way it would open up her world beyond the quiet, dull, strangely powerless existence of being a princess. The disappointment of realizing no one in the Senate would ever see her as anything more had soured her feelings toward the idea, but she hadn't let it go. The rebellion was her way to see out her goals for a more peaceful, prosperous galaxy. But the Senate was supposed to be there at the end to help rebuild the galaxy once the Emperor was gone. Apparently, the Empire was still capable of surprising her with its cruelty, its complete disregard for the law. Never for a moment did she consider that the Senate might cease to exist. In an instant, her dreams had collapsed in on themselves, like a black hole forming. And Leia felt hollow. Vader strode past her, toward the hangar's entrance.
You will follow me, or I will make you follow me. Your choice.
I need time, she thought, the blood pounding in her ears. Time to figure out another way. And she knew enough to understand that the best way to find that time, and more important, stay alive, was to play the part of the prisoner. So Leia decided, wisely, not to tempt him, seeing as he could probably lift her using only his little finger. Or, she supposed, the Force. Her nostrils flared in frustration at the thought of being yanked around the way her blaster had been. His black cape swept out behind him, tempting her to slam a foot down on it, just to see if he was capable of tripping. Darth Vader's appearance on the dark control deck sent the officers scattering back to their stations. Leia had never seen so many backs go rigid at once, like he'd yanked them all up by the hair. She turned toward the viewport, surprised to see the stars streaking by. When had they jumped to hyperspace? An older man in a neat gray uniform quickly made his way over to them. Leia recognized him as a captain by the arrangement of colored squares attached to his chest. That, and the way his voice shook. She'd heard Vader had a way of disposing of the officers who disappointed him, which seemed to be everyone he crossed paths with. Judging by the way the man looked, like he'd blissfully lick Vader's boots clean if asked, Leia didn't doubt it.
Status, Captain?
We're right on schedule, Lord Vader. Coming out of hyperspace shortly.
Shortly was a few moments later. Leia stood at Vader's side, hands bound again in a way that was making her feel capable of committing some very Vader-like behavior. The officers on the deck stared at her openly, whispering to one another.
Where are you taking me? She demanded. I still have diplomatic immunity as a princess of Alderaan.
We've already arrived at our destination.
Leia spun back toward the viewport. She was still, after everything, expecting to see Coruscant, the capital planet. But there was only a small gray moon hovering in the sea of stars. A moon that wasn't orbiting a planet? No. It had to be a small planet. It grew larger, larger, larger as they moved toward it, until it filled the viewport completely. Leia's heart sank to her feet. That wasn't... It couldn't be. How? The stars weren't winking around the hulking sphere as she'd first thought. The flickering lights were swarms of TIE fighters moving in formation, screeching as they passed the approaching Devastator. Those weren't craters marring the sphere's surface, but plating and towers. The large crater she'd spotted right away was no crater at all. It almost looked like a circular dish. Leia realized she was trembling and clenched her hands tightly to hide it. Death Star. The words came out in a horrified whisper. A second too late, Leia realized her grave mistake. Vader turned on his heel.
Yes, the Death Star. The secret weapon you claim to know nothing about. The plans you claim you do not possess. Really, Your Highness, you made that far too easy.
Blast! She could blame it on exhaustion or fear, but Leia might as well have just dangled the data card in his face. Think. She fumbled for a reasonable explanation, her pulse pounding in her ears. No, there were whispers of it in the Senate. Vader talked right over her.
Look closely. Do you see the dish? That is the prime weapon. When it fires, the galaxy will finally understand the Empire's might.
And the rebellion could be virtually wiped out in a single shot.
You're mad! This is insane!
No, Your Highness. This is power.
Then why worry about your missing plans? If you're so powerful, if the station is invincible, why does it matter? He sliced a hand through the air, cutting her off again.
Since you are so curious about our new battle station, you'll be pleased to know you'll be our first honored guest. Your quarters are being prepared for your arrival. Should you choose to continue to be uncooperative, you will find your stay immediately shortened. Permanently. Do you understand?
Leia gritted her teeth, but nodded.
Know that there will be no escape this time, Princess. To try would be foolish.
Sometimes, she thought, just sometimes, it was good to be underestimated. Leia turned back to the viewport, taking in the looming battle station with new eyes. Vader and his lackeys would find that out soon enough. Chapter 5. As she was transferred to the Death Star by shuttle, Leia kept her eyes open. Wide open. She mentally mapped out the path they took from the hangar to a set of elevators, counted each turn and the steps down every hall. She counted the clusters of marching stormtroopers as they made their way down the glossy corridors, noting which direction they marched. Droids zipped around her feet, and, blast it, she was thinking of the other droid again, the little R2 rolling through the desert sand dunes. Leia knew she needed to keep her mind clear and free of every guilty thought, which, unfortunately, became more and more of a challenge with each mistake she made. There was no doubt in her mind about what was coming next. Vader had assigned 8 stormtroopers to her detail. A part of her was proud, but mostly, she just wanted to roll her eyes, especially when they all tried to cram into the elevator together. She was brought up to the detention block without a word of explanation. Stepping through the last door, they were met with the faces of 3 startled security officers as they looked up from their consoles. Leia took some satisfaction in the fact that their eyes bugged out a little. They recognized her. Good. That meant she'd been doing her job as the official needle bug in the Emperor's side.
This is prisoner 2187,
one of her escorts said. The security officer shook his head, confused.
But that senator...
This is prisoner 2187,
the stormtrooper repeated. Of course. In Vader's eyes, she was no longer a senator. She wasn't a princess either. She was a low enough life form that she no longer deserved a name. She was a criminal. This was going to be a tricky situation. If she couldn't convince them that she wasn't involved with the rebellion, she'd be marked as a criminal and would likely never be able to return home to Alderaan. Not until the rebellion had overthrown the Empire, at least. And while Leia was growing more excited at the prospect of joining the Rebel Alliance fully, living, fighting, working with them every day, she couldn't wrap her head around the fact that it might be years before she saw her parents again. The security officer stared at the stormtrooper. The stormtrooper stared at the security officer. After hours of being mistreated and manhandled, Leia said, doing her best impression of her aunts, I've grown rather bored with the incompetence around me and would like to be shown to my quarters. Unless doing your jobs is asking too much. She knew full well that her quarters were a prison cell, but she'd jump out of an airlock before acknowledging that fact.
Very well,
the security officer said. Leia was pushed forward again, and she stepped up and around the raised control consoles. She scanned the badly lit stretch of hall in front of her, shivering at the freezing touch of the oxygen hissing up through the vents in the floor. From what she could see, there was only one entrance to the detention block, and that was the one she had come through. Cell door, cell door, cell door. A hatch for a garbage chute. The stormtrooper in front of her stopped so abruptly that Leia crashed into his back. They at least removed her binders before shoving her inside. Leia stumbled into the long, flat sheet of metal on the opposite side of the cramped room. Her bed, if she had to guess. Whirling around, she came within a few centimeters of kicking the closed door before stopping herself. You won't get away with this, she called. Do you hear me? Leia was ready to tear the station apart, even if she had to do it with her bare hands. But first, she had to get herself out of that cell. Leia paced in circles, feeling at the seams of the walls for loose panels that could be pried off, if not to reveal a hidden escape route, then to be used as weapons. Everything on the space station was new and pristine. Turning her attention upward, she climbed onto the metal cot and scanned the ceiling. There! The red light pouring through the grates covering the ceiling had masked it at first, but there it was. A vent. A vent the size of her head. Her excitement flared out. Leia half sat, half collapsed back down onto the cot, blowing out a frustrated sigh. For that particular escape route to work, she'd need to be as small as a Kowakian monkey lizard to fit through the opening, and as tall as a Wookiee to reach it. Hungry, tired, cold, and now extremely put out, she swung her legs up and hugged them to her chest. From palace to prison, she could see the HoloNet headlines now. Darth Vader didn't keep her waiting long. Leia supposed the opportunity to watch her squirm was too much for him to resist. She was, however, surprised that he was willing to do the dirty work himself. The door hissed open, and his dark shape swept in, followed closely by two security officers. The two men fell into place on either side of the door, their gazes fixed on the ceiling. For a long, terrible second, there was no sound in the small cell beyond the steady wheeze of Vader's respirator. A cold drip of alarm ran down Leia's back.
I hope you find your quarters adequate, Princess.
Leia raised her chin. No fear, no breaking,
No screaming. Prove it to yourself, she thought. Prove that you deserve to be one of them. This was for her father and the rebellion he had helped establish, the one she would continue to help build. I demand to be released and given a formal trial.
Spare me your indignation. I've neither the time nor the patience for it.
A strange sound, a beeping that sizzled through the air like a bolt of static, made the hair rise on Leia's neck. Vader stepped aside, allowing a spherical droid to float in behind him. It bobbed slightly as it came toward her. Its glossy black exterior shot through with silver and punctuated by a red eye light. "Wah," she began, pressing back against the wall of her cell. Gleaming silver blades and rods rose out of the droid's shell, but Leia's eyes were focused on the syringe that emerged from its side and began filling with some kind of liquid. A wicked-looking needle, long as her hand, was aimed directly at her. No! She shouted. Leia knew what that was. An interrogation droid. They were illegal, considered too inhumane for use. Stars, she was an idiot. Nothing was too inhumane for the Empire.
This is your last chance, Your Highness. If you will not tell me where the plans are and where I'll find the Rebels' fortress, I will force the answers from you.
Leia's breath came in rapid bursts. Holding out against interrogation had been part of her self-defense training, but this was so much worse than anything she could have imagined. Pain and humiliation could be pushed away, boxed up inside, but a truth serum? There was nowhere to run. Leia bolted toward the door, but Vader's arms locked around her, swinging her back into the interrogation droid's path. The pain that lanced through her arm as the needle punctured her skin and the serum seeped into her system was unbearable. She collapsed back against the wall, shaking her head. It felt light enough to float away. Her vision blurred at the edges, making her feel as if she were walking through an early morning fog on the palace grounds, the soft sunlight warming her skin. But no, that wasn't right. Leia wasn't on Alderaan. A voice floated to her through the clouds.
Your Highness, you're safe. You can trust me.
Leia shook her head, turning her face against something cold, hard, smooth. Cell. She was in a cell on the... Why couldn't she hold on to a thought? Her pulse was pounding in her ears again. She pressed her hands against them. Not safe. Not safe. Not safe. Death Star. The words floated up to the front of her mind. That's where she was. Not on Alderaan. The thought made pain streak through her, made her dizzy. Why wouldn't it stop? Where was her father? She wanted her father.
I'm with the Rebel Alliance. I need to know what you did with the Death Star plans. You must tell me. You must trust me.
There was a bad taste in her mouth, a pounding in her skull. Leia was so sure she was going to be sick. She bent at the waist, ignoring the way fire seemed to stream through her blood. Words popped like bubbles in her mind. Interrogation. Death. Star. Vader.
We need them, Leia. Tell me where to find the plans.
Leave me alone. Interrogation. Rebels. Can't tell the truth. Don't tell the truth. Antilles. Tantive IV. Alderaan. Senate. Galaxy. Slowly, as if stretching after a long sleep, her mind started to sharpen. Leia remembered where she was, even with her head feeling light enough to float away, her lips loose enough to spill every secret she protected. Trained. she'd been trained. "You'll be forced to give information," her instructor had said. "Truthful information. But it doesn't have to be current information. There's always a way to give a truth that's related, but not the answer they want. Find a connection."
"Where are the plans?"
The voice exploded in her ears, loud enough to make Leia cringe.
"I don't have them!" she shouted. "I don't have them!"
"Where are they?"
"I don't have them!"
"Where did you send them? Where is the Rebel base?"
Without warning, the fire in Leia's body was blown out, replaced by an icy grip. Fear wound its way through her, snaking down into her stomach. The feeling was so different from the lightheaded dream of the serum. There was power behind each of his words. They nudged at her. They prodded as sharply as any knife. So Leia did the only thing she could. She pulled back, physically, toward the wall. Mentally, to a place the voice couldn't find her. An unfamiliar warmth wrapped around her, a protective blanket that didn't let any